from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Yeah. Guru till I die. It's all guru all the time.
Now back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Mark Willard and Dan Dibley, here's Steiny and Guru.
That's I'll tell you why, man. You want to talk about one of the greatest substitutions of all time. I mean, we just went, you know what I'm saying? We're filling in for Dibs and Willard.
Oh, okay.
See what I'm saying?
You. Yeah.
It's a great sub, Steve Kerr made.
I'm a little sad, man.
Don't be. I'm excited. Okay, now that you've given me that break, I got to get to something important.
Which I always do.
Coming up in 10 minutes, about 10 minutes, is going to be your last chance to qualify to win a Klay Thompson autographed jersey. Here's what's going to happen. When you hear this sounder.
It's up top, Klay. That's another three. Why not? Why not? Absolutely sick for Klay Thompson.
I'll tell you what, when you hear this sounder, let's do it one more time. When you hear this sounder in about 10, 15 minutes.
It's up top, Klay. That's another three. Why not? Why not? Absolutely sick for Klay Thompson.
All right, when you hear that sounder, call the contest line. 415-523-4652. When you hear that sounder, coming up in 10 or 15 minutes, call the contest line, 415-523-4652. Caller number 11 at that time will win a set of Klay Thompson bobbleheads, and you qualify to win his autographed number 11 Warriors jersey. That's coming up in the next 10 minutes or so. You got to listen to win.
Now, you're going to say, get a life, because I've been in the lab. Can I point something out about his 37-point quarter, which I just watched
sure.
a couple days ago again? Steiny, at the eight-minute mark, he only had like 3 or 4 points.
Yeah.
It happened in a fury.
No
Shout
doubt.
Out Tyson. Dude, in 8 minutes, like, there's no – I would have bet everything he will not end up with 37 and a quarter. One of the most incredible things I've ever seen.
I don't know I don't know what was better, that quarter or his 60-point game. They were both absolutely unbelievably incredible.
It's got to be the quarter, though. Steiny, 37! And he did his damage past the eight-minute mark. He didn't have much.
See, like, this is what you do. I'm not saying one's better than the other.
Well, you kind of just...
No, I said, you know, how do you separate those two? A 37-point quarter and a 60-point, and you had to basically say, now that was better than yours, Steiny.
Well, I'm still mad at you.
How come?
Because you started some stuff. Yeah, Vontae texted me Evan striking out in Europe. I said no.
No, I didn't say that.
But you subliminally said it, okay? So that's one. And then you stole from Peter, the first Peter. Uh-huh. He did not say team fans deserve to win a championship. So my boy Aaron texts me, used to work with us at the station on 3rd Street, and he goes, that's just blasphemous. You can't. I said, Steiny's just trolling. Nobody said that.
Yes, he did.
Look at you smiling because you know what I know. You know.
He said
what you're doing.
We 49er fans deserve it, and he said it just as you said, Studio 64.
That bothers me.
No, like seriously about this championship stuff. Here, you know what? And I mean this one. One of the reasons that I think football and baseball are different than basketball in this way. Mm. I think in the NBA. Most of the time, I don't know, 90% of the time, the best team wins.
I want to say 95. Okay. Keep going.
But in baseball and football, the best team doesn't win to that high of degree as it does in the NBA.
Baseball is the one that would get my award for that. Okay.
Right. And so that's why, particularly in football and baseball, I think it's really hard to expect it or think you're entitled to it, because what you're entitled to in football or baseball is get to the playoffs. And then once you get to the playoffs, I remember when Billy Beane said, what, it's a coin flip, or when you get to the postseason, then you have a chance, and that's all you have.
Yeah, but if we look at the last decade of Super Bowl winners, Donnie, how many times have we really been like, oh, that team won? The Patriots.
Eagles the best team that year when Nick Foles took over for Carson Wentz?
Okay, but that's I won't call it an anomaly, but that's a good call. But he did the Jeff Hostetler thing.
Who else?
That's my point. The Rams won theirs over Cincinnati.
I don't think Tampa Bay was the best team the year Brady was there, and they won it.
I think that just solidified him being the GOAT.
Well, it did. Okay. He was already the GOAT.
How the hell do you the Niners don't want to take him, and we're calling him noodle arm, and then he goes somewhere and they win, and they've never won before?
You called him noodle
Vontae
arm.
Vontae said his arm.
Right, and you piggybacked. And come to think of it, I don't know what you've brought up more. Jimmy Garoppolo overthrowing Emmanuel Sanders or Tom Brady throwing a pick six on his last throw as a New England Patriot.
But I got that from Vontae against the Titans in Foxborough.
I would keep that to yourself.
I'm honest.
Well, let's go to Rich in Los Altos. What's up, Rich? How you Richie. Doing, my man?
How you guys doing?
Doing well. Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, I wanted to say that, Steiny, you're the glue of the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, and my man, you're the superstar.
I appreciate it, but...
Wait a minute. Hold on. Who's the glue and who's
the
star?
I'll take it.
What are you saying? I'm like Shane Battier? Get him off!
No,
get him off.
Battier. He was a ball. He can play on my team any day.
What do you got, Richie?
First of all, yeah, this is our winning year for sure.
Yeah, you guys deserve it.
No doubt about it.
All right, thanks, Rich.
Yeah,
that's enough.
This is great.
That's enough.
Yeah, but just let it go, Steiny. We got less than an hour. We're going to hit the watering hole. It's been a great week.
Let me tell you what's
just
not.
Let it go. Nobody's out there thinking they deserve to win a chip. You're running from you not being a fan, and you don't understand. No. It's not bad. Don't understand the pain of losing a Super Bowl. So it's easy for you to turn the page.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
Just tell me that has some merit.
I was a Philadelphia Eagles fan when they lost to the Oakland Raiders when they had Ron Jaworski.
No, that's Cleveland.
No, Rod Martin had three interceptions. I was an Eagles fan. Don't tell me I don't know what a crushing loss is. I was a Celtics fan. They lost to the Lakers 2 out of 3 times in the finals. I understand. I was a Yankee fan. The Dodgers beat them in the late 70s after the Yankees went back to... I understand all that. That's why I'm trying to impart my wisdom on the younger, more naive fan.
But what I'm telling you is I feel like you're a case study now, and I'm the clinical doctor. I'm starting to – I just seen a pattern. I think you turned in your fandom because you couldn't handle that pain.
Not a doctor.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. I just, you know what I realized?
Remember when you were rooting for Minnesota and you texted the Vine? How do you guys do it?
That was a shtick.
So you say, but we now had, I feel like you're telling on yourself.
We had no content that day, and I figured, you know what? What the hell? I'll pretend that the Minnesota Timberwolves loss really bothered me, even though they went further than anybody else thought.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. I'm here for the fans.
So I'm saying glue and Steiny. It's pretty good.
Well, that would mean you're the glue guy. Well,
I'll take it.
By the way, you would talk about a backhanded compliment. Hey, Steiny, you're a glue guy.
And I got mad early, like, oh, boy, and he just gave me a Christmas gift.
That's what we say about, like, Moses Moody.
Please.
Seriously. No, I do think that, you know, it's just tougher in football and baseball for the best team. It's harder for the best team to win it, to me, in those two sports than, let's say, in the NBA.
Okay,
I think hockey's kind of the same way in terms of, man, once the playoffs start,
yeah,
it could be anybody.
But for all our sakes, mm-hmm. because we've talked ad nauseum about this subject matter, Steiny.
We have.
I think you do understand people, myself, Shaskies and Bontes of the world, that look at this great Niner run and know there's been some good stuff, sometimes great. But when it's all said and done right now on this Payday Friday, it's Heartbreak Hotel, Steiny. And that's why there's urgency from the fans, Steve Young, okay. to get it done. That's all.
And all I'm
Trent's
saying
not going to be here 4 years from now, Steiny.
The phrase, that's why there's urgency from the fans.
They're tired.
What does that mean?
They're tired of losing and getting blue balls.
It does, like, they don't play. They have no say in this. Root hard. Root as hard as you can. Right. Live and die with it. But don't expect a damn thing.
I got something for you. And I mean this.
You know
what? Do you think some fans care more than the athletes on the said team?
Yes, absolutely.
So there's your thing.
Sad.
It's sad. Oh, I already said it, but that's what I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
People.
Well, that's the
people,
old get
this
a life.
This is their life.
Well, that's a shame.
No, their football life. I'm one of them.
That's a shame. That you
it's better
just,
than watching documentaries and all that
just
stuff.
You can't
dude.
Allow. And this is
no.
You
I call
can't
a spade
allow
a spade.
Things that you cannot control to dictate your mood. That's one of the things I try to live by.
It's up top play. That's another three. Why not? Why not? Absolutely sick for Klay Thompson.
All right, there it is. Last chance to win a Klay Thompson autographed jersey. 11th caller. Call the text line 415-523-4652. If you're the 11th caller, you will win a set of Klay Thompson bobbleheads, and you also qualify for the autographed jersey. Once again, caller 11 to the contest line, 415-523-4652. One last time, caller 11, 415-523-4652 gets you a shot at an autographed jersey. But you will win a set of Klay Thompson bobbleheads if you're caller 11 with an opportunity for the autographed Klay Thompson jersey.
Great job.
Thank you.
I think I've been in my analogy bag today like no other.
I haven't noticed.
So you just said you can't be hurt over things you can't control. My parents were married for 58 years. Right. Mom's passed, but I'm just using
sure.
this.
Yeah.
Your parents get divorced. You can't control that.
Right.
A kid, you're hurt. And that's my parallel for the fandom.
Sure.
You don't have any bearing on the outcome of the game.
Then you got to get over
the
it.
The end result hurts.
Right, but then
Niners
you got to get over
lost
it.
Lost three Super Bowls in a row. What don't you understand? You should
be happy they got there. Be happy
okay,
that they're among the top
All right.
five easily.
All right.
Easily. Like, here's the way I look at it. What other franchise would you rather be than the Niners?
I don't like that. Just throw that
don't.
Out the window.
That's because
if you had to talk to the diehard fan base and you started off like, why is everybody so mad? They would jump you or mob you, Steiny. Like, nobody wants to hear that perspective stuff. The bottom line is, we were undefeated when we go. That used to be a thing.
That was 10 years ago.
But
what
it could have kept
doing?
Going. They're 0-3.
But it was
0-3.
It was a generation ago.
And let me add some divisional, the championship rounds. It's 5 or 6. And you want to come in and speak to the diehards. Who's got it better than you got? Stoddy, you would get mobbed.
One team. You would rather be one other franchise, the Kansas City Chiefs. That's it. And don't say the Rams.
No, I'm
you
not saying my be lips the Rams. Are shut. Okay. But it don't make Niner fans feel better.
It should. You know why? Because they at least can go into this season saying, we got a shot at it. And there's about
I don't know if 18. You believe this. Like
the 49ers absolutely have a shot to win the Super Bowl. No, it doesn't mean they're going to get it.
No,
I would
doubt.
Much rather be a 49er fan than a Cardinals fan than a Seattle fan.
But you're stating the obvious. You don't like and uncomfortable with is the pain does not go away from the old from that Super Bowl. Stoney, they lost in OT. I can make an argument it shouldn't even went to OT.
Shouldn't have even gone to OT.
Gone to OT.
You can't have it both ways. If you want to be a good team,
just understand
it's
the pain. That's
no,
all.
I won't.
I won't. Think about it before bed.
Grow up.
Understand
it's
the pain.
It's pro sports. Like, seriously, grow up.
You know how many hard jobs and lives people have, and their release is sports?
Well, then root for the...
They take it serious, bud.
That's great. And I'm not denigrating them. Fans pay our bills. I love fans. I'm just saying, if you're the type of fan that expects something, you kind of deserve what you get. If you're a fan who appreciates where this team is, you know what? We're 0-0. We still have a damn good team this year. We might have a franchise quarterback for the first time in Kyle Shanahan's tenure. We think we got a great coach. We got great offense. Hey, let's go try to get it again right now.
And that's what they're going to do.
Right. So, you know what? You're never going to win a title if you continue to focus on the past. If you're a player.
Well, I get that.
I do you?
That's what you're trying to do. Yeah.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. A couple things that I have written down here about the Niners. And we played this a little earlier, but I do want to play the news that we got today regarding Brandon Ayuk. This is Mike Florio, and he was on the Pat McAfee show talking about the Brandon Ayuk situation. Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers seem to be at some kind of impasse, but Mike Florio brought up a nugget that I think is really interesting, and it may give some insight as to what the situation is right now. Take a listen.
Very compliant. He hadn't asked to be traded. There was a time before the draft where, as they were haggling over what he is worth, his agent was given permission to see if other teams would pay him what he was looking for. And at the time, it was $28 million a year. It's probably higher than that now because the market's changed. I'm told there were 5 teams that were ready to go and give him what he wanted, what the 49ers wouldn't give him. But they couldn't work out a deal with the 49ers for a trade. And, you know, from the 49ers' perspective, this is where it gets a little screwy. You've got 5 other teams that were willing to pay him what he wants and give you something to get him. Why won't you just pay him what he wants? So he's taken the stand now. He's asked to be traded. We'll see if he shows up for camp. But one thing about the 49ers, we've seen guys, you got to be the squeaky wheel to get paid. You got to be Deebo Samuel, demand to be traded for weeks, and you get paid. Nick Bosa, hold out until right before the start of the season. You get paid. I think Ayuk is shifting into, I'm done being a nice guy here because that didn't give me anything. I'm going to start agitating to either get the contract I deserve or get traded to a team that'll pay me. I think one thing we can all agree on, $14.1 million is criminally low for a guy who was a second-team All-Pro, second in the league in yards per target. He had 1,300-plus receiving yards on only 105 targets last year. Imagine what he could do if he was getting the ball thrown his way 180 times like CeeDee Lamb.
Wow. That was Mike Florio on the Pat McAfee show. The one thing that I do wonder about, and he alluded to this by saying that, let me ask you this. Do you really believe that, and I'd like to know what Niner fans think of this too. Do you believe, Guru, he used the word agitating, that Brandon Ayuk, that being a squeaky wheel, that agitating, do you really think that impacts negotiations?
No, I don't.
Like, do you believe that Ayuk agitating makes it more likely he gets a deal?
No.
I kind of don't either.
No. But what I do know and what I've learned today from that sound,
yep,
the Niners don't want a divorce from Brandon Ayuk.
They had their opportunity to fire, if it's five times, draft night. But, Stani, they know they need his ass. Just from the Brock Purdy standpoint, now you're smiling. You're grinning.
No, I'm looking at something.
Yeah, because I got something funny. But I'm just telling you, Stani, I don't know where this thing is headed, but I would just think it would be football inhumane to have this man play on his fifth year. I mean, that ain't how it's done these days, man. You can do, and what did you tell me? The one thing I remember you teaching your boy, Guru, just because you can do something doesn't mean you have to.
I also want to remind you that it's a business. It's not Mighty Mike basketball.
But it's bad business.
Is it?
Ask Ayuk. On the side of the freeways, they trade me or pay me with his signs, and I don't get it.
I could make a case this is good business because they're taking a look at their future down the line the next two or three years.
And he's a part of it.
Right, but what if John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan came in here and said, Goo, Brandon Ayuk's a really good player. We really do like him, but we have to prioritize the things we must get done. And unfortunately, Brandon is not, we've looked at all the football, all the football equations. And of course, in a perfect world, we would love to have Ayuk, but the NFL, we have to deal with some salary stuff. We've looked at this every way till Sunday. And you know what? We can't pay him, because if we pay him, we already know the guys we may lose, and we think those losses would be more detrimental than if we lost Ayuk, if for no other reason than we feel like we have more depth at wide receiver than at some of the other positions that we may lose out on if we sign him. Like, Goo, we've thought of everything, and this is we hate to do it, but we must.
Okay, well, you've had five times, it sounds like, if Florio's right, to facilitate a trade. You didn't do it.
Right.
So that's why it feels like they don't want to lose what he does and his talent. But I'll say this, Donnie. I thought a couple months back we all agreed on, if you had to choose between Debo and his injury history and Ayuk, you would choose Ayuk. You could pay Ayuk.
They can't
and
do
then
anything with Debo now, right now.
Well.
And I think maybe the maybe what stinks is that the 49ers don't prioritize Ayuk as much as some of the fans, as much as Ayuk.
Well, you did this with Armstead. He said night-night.
Exactly.
Not that he was DeForest Buckner. I don't even know what to think on the Buckner deal. I'm like, well, maybe you would have won a Super Bowl had you had him. I won't go there.
That's the pass.
Where I'm going to go is,
yeah,
you play some funny stuff with Ayuk, and you let him out the building. And for whatever reason, I know you're high on McCaffrey, so am I. But if this offense takes a step or a step and a half back, and everybody and their mom can watch this Niner offense and say, this thing ain't what it used to be, just be ready for the bullets coming your way.
Right.
Be ready for all the stuff that's coming. Like, you gambled, and it blew up in your face.
And John Lynch would say, actually, Goo, it's not a gamble. We've run all the numbers. All the numbers. And we cannot, the only way that we can keep this together, or the only way we can make this work right now, he has to play on that $14 million.
Wow.
Like,
okay, let me.
I know it stinks.
Yeah. For Brandon, it does.
10 options are terrible.
Do you think
this
Brock
is the
Purdy's
least bad option?
Future contract is the reason Ayuk is not getting paid.
I think it's a reason.
I just don't know how you could rob Peter to pay Paul. Like, we don't know if Purdy's going to go in there and give it to me all, which he could, especially if he balls out. But I thought, like Farhan, they saw this coming.
They know this dude is.
But this is not how I didn't have this in the playbook
but
of how this
did.
Situation was going to pop off.
And
trade him then.
Well, no. And now what we know is they've had this in their game plan for months. I bet you they had this in their game plan after the season ended.
Or they could be playing hardball up until these dates.
Or they could.
So you don't expect, we're out there Wednesday with the roast, the first day of training camp. You don't expect Brandon to report.
No. Do you?
I expect him to report, Stani, but not, who do we have on, or we play some sound.
Acho, Emmanuel Acho.
Yeah, just be there, but, kind of be the sideshow. but not get fined.
I just, the more I think about it, the more, like the 49ers.
Carlos Guido, Debo is more important to this offense than Ayuk. I love both. I don't see it that way.
Well, but what if Kyle and Lynch do? Then it's imperative. If that's what their football minds say, then this is the way they got to go. What if they think that about Debo? And you know what? And to me, my way of thinking is, when you ask me, do you think Purdy's future contract is of it better be? Like, of course it is. You must plan on writing a big check to Purdy at the end of the year.
And I understand that.
But, and so what would be wrong with them kind of planning ahead?
But if the goal is to win a championship, that shouldn't cost you your stud receiver.
But we see it all the time with the salary cap. Like, we saw it all basketball offseason. Like the Clippers with Paul George.
That was the most insane decision now with Kawhi just being chronic. Stoney, why did you extend him? Paul should have got that deal and said night-night to a dude that can't stay healthy.
Okay, they should have done something six months ago. They didn't. They paid Kawhi. And now they were faced with a decision. We either pay Paul George, and if we do that, we are handcuffing ourselves for the next 3 to 5 years. We will be severely punished because of the collective bargaining agreement. It'll be significantly more difficult to make trades. The Clippers said, we have to let go of Paul George. Why? You might not be as good this year. Well, no, you're probably not. But you give yourself a chance to get better, which you never would have had if you would have given him the money that he wanted. Yeah. It's like, I look at it as, obviously the 49ers are in a brutal spot with their salary cap and with their money situation. And if they could pay him, they would. But the ramifications of paying him have other ramifications down the line that looks like they're uncomfortable with.
Okay, I get that. But not having his talent or his services out there, if he were not to be a Niner, have ramifications
too. Yes, they do. Yes, they
do. And the whole American, we're all watching to see, okay, if you guys think you could do it without Ayuk, Steiner, we're going to be able to watch him and be like, oh boy, they really miss him.
What if it's as simple as the 49ers are looking and say, look, if we pay Ayuk, we can't pay Purdy. And if we pay Purdy, we can't pay Ayuk. And the bottom line is, Purdy's more important. Like, it stinks.
Well, I'm always take a quarterback over receiver.
James is in Fremont. What's up, James? How you doing, my man?
Hey, guys. Pretty good for a Friday.
Yeah.
Hope you guys are doing well.
Yes, sir.
So, just a quick one on the Ayuk thing.
Yeah.
I'll pick him over Debo, but I don't think Ayuk is a marquee player. So if they lose him, they lose him. But, yeah. So that's my take on that. Just a quick one.
Wow.
What I really wanted to ask you guys is, so the Niners have lost 3 straight. That's what Guru called out. And when do you guys think are we in the cursed category if we continue to lose a Super Bowl? I'm just thinking that we've been killing a lot of cities back in the 80s. So maybe all that sentiment towards the Niners is now just bearing fruit kind of thing. It's like a cycle, right? So, and now it's our turn to keep losing.
Yeah, I don't believe in curses. Okay.
I do, and what happened in Philadelphia a couple years ago in the NFC Championship game, and then to follow that up with another Super Bowl loss, I could sit down in your class if you wanted to tell me, or a Niner fan wanted to say, I think we're cursed. I get it.
You were cursed with a horse bleep offensive line when Purdy got hurt. That's why he got hurt.
You were in the NFC Championship game.
Right.
It wasn't that horse bleep.
Well, the point is the Eagles dominated you on both sides of the line.
Well,
that's not a curse.
Tyler Croft,
that's getting eaten up by the Eagles' O-line and D-line.
Right.
To me, that's not a curse.
It could have been a bad call, too, having Reddick trying to be blocked by a backup tight end.
That's not a curse. That's a misassignment.
But the curse part, Steiny, is your quarterback got knocked out.
That's right, because your offensive line didn't do its job.
So it wasn't the fourth quarter where it's like, damn, okay, let's get out of here. We lost them 6 minutes left. It was the beginning. So you had to,
right.
James Johnson, anybody in the fans, Bonta and Chasky were there. Come on down. That's hard because it's the movie's just starting of doom.
Well, I look at it like, what's so hard? A Purdy gets knocked out. It's unfortunate, but your offensive line, a part of football, did not protect him. Why not? Because the Eagles' defensive line was either better or made a play or did all those football things.
And the coach didn't challenge a touchdown that wasn't it would have been overturned. Just throwing that out there.
Okay, is that a curse or is that a dumb decision?
When you lose three Super Bowls and two NFC championship games as a whole, it's not just on Kyle.
You know what a curse is?
Tell me.
It's an excuse. It's you and fans and players. If you really think the Niners are cursed, you're taking all the onus off getting beat fair and square. So you think you've gotten hosed somehow. You think I'm kidding?
No, I just don't agree with that.
That prevents you from looking in the mirror and saying, we weren't good enough.
And that's all I've been preaching all.
No, you say they're cursed.
You're saying, you're supposed to just throw participation trophies because you had a good season. That's what I'm talking about. Look yourself in the mirror, like Steve Young said, and get it done.
Right. And looking in the mirror and shrugging your shoulders and saying, oh, but we're cursed. Yeah, way to take responsibility.
Well, Kyle would never say that.
Well, exactly. Because
fans can.
Right. And that's why fans don't matter.
Please. Fan is short. They make the game. Stoney, fan is short for fanatic.
Okay. What does that mean?
Be frank, the special. Fans pay the bills, bud.
Again,
fans matter.
What does it have to do with what goes on between the hash marks? The only time fans make a difference is when they're at the game and a team has home field advantage and the fans are loud and they're causing problems for the opposing team and they're quiet for your team. That Oracle Arena for the Warriors.
Talk to me.
That was it. The fans are an advantage. But when you're sitting home with Norm, watching your Cowboys, you mean nothing. Zero.
And I don't want to mean anything.
You do.
I want the team to win, and I want to enjoy myself.
Well,
and unfortunately, the Niners have it. Even though you can say, hey, everybody, take a seat. You guys have been winning. You just can't win it. People started, they would egg you with the eggs.
Nahegan, you're a Cubs fan, right? Don't you want to just wring his neck?
No, he knows about the Bartman curse.
Don't you want to wring his neck? You've won one title in 192 years, and this guy's got the gall to talk about the 49ers, one of the most successful franchises
in the history of our league. He's going to tell you that a curse is real.
That's not what I asked
him. But it ain't about that. It's about what came out.
You asked me if I wanted to wring his neck. That's all I heard.
Oh, boy. Leave me alone, please.
Okay, Steiny, the Clippers are cursed.
Everybody knows it.
They had the worst owner in professional sports for 30 years. If you have bad management and bad ownership, you won't.
Can't that be a curse?
Do you think
like the Warriors were with Cohen? Can't that be a curse?
Like, no.
Being born to the wrong family? That's a curse.
What are you talking? Who's born to the wrong family?
Sometimes people are. You had no shot at having a good life because of your mom and dad, you had no control over it. Stoney, that's a curse.
When you look at me, am I upside down? I mean, everything you look at is different than the way I look at it.
That's a point.
The Clippers are cursed. Yeah, I guess they were cursed. They're the worst.
The Ballmer years, he's been great. Kawhi getting hurt?
How long's Ballmer been the owner?
It don't matter.
Let's say 8 years.
Kawhi getting hurt three out of four years in the playoffs. Is that a theme?
No. It's an injury-prone player.
To you. It's a curse to me.
How many times has he been hurt?
The Chris Paul, the Lob City. That was a curse. They were on the come. Everybody thought they were about to,
About to what?
And it blew up in everybody's face with the Sterling stuff.
So Clipper fans deserve the title.
No, they blew a 3-1 lead to the Rockets.
Right. And was that the NBA title?
No, that's a curse.
They would have had to go to win an NBA championship in the NBA finals.
It's still a curse, Donnie. Bad things happen. That's what a curse means. There's a black cloud over you.
No, there's not.
Yep.
There's no black. So there's a black cloud over the Niners.
No, because they've won. They got.
You just said they're cursed.
No, they got multiple Super Bowls. Here lately, they are.
But doesn't matter. They happened in '94. Yeah.
If you're Steiny, you're not cursed. If you're Goo, I can get it. Like I can understand. Under Kyle, them fans feeling cursed. Like, we're going to have a great season, win, 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 great roster, but then when the nitty gritty, no dice.
Yeah, you can do that. That's indescribably, let me think, that's indescribably irrational is what I would say.
That's what
you
want to
do a question of the day after the break, Goo?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going to do?
Give me one. There's two great questions I have there.
You get to choose which one.
Hey, oh boy.
Well, the first one is, I'm not going to do the first one because I do it all the time. Like, is it okay to put ketchup on a hot dog? Of course it is.
My people get violently pissed off about it.
Are you kidding?
Let's do the next one because the next one does hit.
Oh man, that hit me.
When you go get a cup of coffee, do you tip in the tip jar?
You guys have set me up. No.
Okay.
Do you?
Yes. Of course I do. And you should too.
Well, I don't drink coffee.
Okay. Well, you should start tipping more. You see, Goo,
I tip bartenders.
Yeah.
But to go orders, they got the thing now. It's so embarrassing. You don't want them to see it, so you pull the machine close to you where you hit no tip. It's like, why am I tipping you? We've been together 18 seconds, and you want a tip? So I get the computer some places,
and
they got no tip, and I just tap it.
But
I'm just being real, man. It's hard out here.
But what you're going to run into, and take it from me, as a high-profile person like I am, and you're coming into your own that way, you don't tip, and they say, "Oh, that's Matt Steinman."
If I sit down, I'm tipping.
No, at the counter, you get your coffee. I don't tip, and they're like, "Oh, that's that horse's behind that works for 95.7 The Game. What a cheapskate!"
So I'm going to let the all my friends. And the coffee came out. You put the lid on it, hand it to me.
I tip. What do you want me to tell you? I tip.
What's the tip for?
I don't care. The tip is so that they won't think I'm a cheapskate and spread the word around the Bay Area that I'm a cheapskate.
Then I thought you were stronger than that.
Oh, I'm not.
Tip when it's, when you know what I mean?
They really,
yeah.
Okay.
Good service.
Okay. It was good service.
Not a 15 second.
It's not 15 seconds. No. Can I please have a cup of coffee? Yes, sir. What do they have to do? They got to turn their back. They
got
to walk to the coffee machine. No, you can't.
And you're just relishing it. So if I go to 7-Eleven and buy a Starburst, do I tip?
Oh, no, it's different.
It's getting to that point, though. It's getting to that point.
I don't necessarily Starburst. Think so. Do they have a tip jar at 7-Eleven?
Why not
put a tip jar anywhere? We should have a tip jar in the studio. See if anybody does anything.
Could you imagine? I would have got a tip from that caller.
Well, if our listeners are like you.
Five calls ago.
That'll be an empty.
You guys set me up on that one.
Wait, what about the
number? Yeah. What we got?
Oh, yeah. 888-957-9570. Nobody gets upset ketchup on a hot dog.
I
put ketchup on a hot dog my whole
life. That's
my
life.
Nobody cares. Nobody's ever said, "Steiny, what are you doing?"
And I will guarantee you I can get five people that say it's an absolute sin to put ketchup on a hot dog.
No way! It's called a condiment, and they have them when you get hot dogs.
Thank you.
What about mustard, Matt?
No, mustard, they throw out five packets. At Wrigley Field, when I went there as a kid, they throw five packets of mustard at you and no ketchup.
Oh, my. The world, man. Maybe I went to Wrigley.
I know, and you're the only person I've ever met who didn't like it. Seriously.
No, the ambiance I love.
Well, it doesn't.
Sat behind a steel pole.
That's because you inadvertently bought an obstructed view ticket.
I'll never forget it.
All right, 888-957-9570. If there's anybody out there that thinks there's anything wrong with putting ketchup on a hot
dog.
We
got to finish strong.
Make sure you call in, and I certainly won't get to your call. Hey, what do we have to do?
Let's finish strong. Yeah. It's our last one of the week.
Well, this is usually when you started to fade with our new time slot. What's coming up next on the game? It's presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises.
And not go outside when it's sunny, wait on the rain. You gotta go live.
Now back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Mark Willard and Dan Dibley, here's Steiny and Guru.
You know what you gotta do, Goo?
What's up, baby?
You gotta pick up the pieces.
That's the song. Who sings it?
It's this song.
Oh, boy.
By the way,
continuing
troubling signs around the U.S. men's Olympic basketball team and Steph Curry.
What happened?
Say it into the mic.
What happened?
There's troubling signs, and they're just slowly mounting. Did you see what just happened?
No.
Anthony Edwards just beat Steph Curry in a shooting contest.
Steph led him.
Half-court shooting contest.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Come on.
This guy's got to pack it in.
Yeah, please. I'm worried that Durant's ass is trying to come back to practice. Wow. That was going to be what's bugging me. Take your ass or just go to the casino. Relax.
They're in London right now.
Oh, man. Last time I saw him, they were in Vegas. I want to fight. I'm getting killed on, people know, when I go to a restaurant or whatnot, I tip my barber. I do all that.
What about a barista?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I just don't like the to-go order. When I order it online, like Chipotle, and I pick it up, am I supposed to tip them? No. They go, here you go, sir.
Let's go to Paul in Los Altos. Hey, Paul, what's going on, my man?
Just driving home from work, guys. How you doing?
Hey. We're doing well.
I'll tell you what, Steiny, Guru, all the rest of you guys there at 95.7 The Game, I listen to you guys every night, and I love it.
Thanks, Paul. Go. Appreciate it, man.
Just calling in about the hot dog question. You guys got me thinking about that question because I've had hot dogs all kinds of different ways. I've used ketchup, not ketchup. You got me thinking, and I think it boils down to the fact that ketchup is such a dominating flavor that if I'm going to have a hot dog with ketchup, I'm only going to dip the hot dog in ketchup with nothing else on it. My better way to go on is mustard, relish, and onion. Well, and no ketchup, because ketchup ruins it at that point.
I mean, that'll tell you what, Paul. That's very, very logical. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you guys just got me thinking, and that's the best conclusion I could come up with.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate the call. Never had relish.
Yeah.
I've never had.
Not a fan.
I can't stand onions. I'm a picky eater.
You like mayonnaise on your dog?
No, I've never had mayonnaise in my entire life. Yeah, well, one either. Time, and I was like, this is awful.
Me too.
In fact, if I make, let's say, a sandwich, ham and cheese sandwich, but I need a little moisture, butter. A little butter on the roll. That's the way I do it.
Throw it up in my mouth. Oh, my God.
But you'll put mayonnaise on it?
No, I don't eat mayonnaise. Mayo. Well,
what do you put on your sandwich to make it moist?
Mustard.
Yeah, that's fair. Sometimes I'll put a dab of mustard.
And I'll eat a plain sandwich. I'm that guy.
You better have a soda or something.
No, well, of course.
Water.
Yep, ham, pepper jack cheese, and the bread, and I'm good.
How do you think this week went?
The boss will tell us when the stuff comes out. But other than that, I've had fun, man. I could get used to this. We're about to go. It's a Friday night or late evening. We're about to have a good time. I get to work out in the morning, come back, relax, think about the show. And I've noticed my coworkers everybody's in a better mood later on in the day. You're not even cranky anymore. Boy, 8:30, oh my God. Like, I'm the first soul you see, not good, but you're different. Even the boss, everybody's just, it's different.
Yeah.
I like it.
The one thing I was kind of hoping for when I heard we were going to 2 to 6 is that you might take those extra 4 hours to prepare
for the show. Dude, I've just been blowing you up. And you, dude, we won't even get it. That'll be in my memoir that's coming out.
Seriously, are you the official photographer for 24 Hour Fitness? Do you just go around to 24 Hour Fitness?
No, it's
just
a log to let me know that I was there.
That's about it.
I don't take pictures of myself.
No, I know.
I'm letting myself know you were there, and this is a journey. Let's all do it together. Your boy's getting it in.
Well,
you need to learn how to prop me up, man. You try to cut me down. Man. You get to the gym and you can do that.
I don't go to the gym.
Well, I want you to get on the hardwood with me.
That's never going to happen.
I'm 50 and still hooping. Where's SportsCenter at? How many 50-year-olds are hooping? Full court.
A lot.
Do you mean that?
Jim Barnett played till he was 67 or 68. He would go to Europe and play in Masters tournaments.
Well, he was a pro.
That's right.
So he's got that lot. I didn't go pro.
No, I know you didn't.
Baseball.
Somebody here wants to know if they misheard or didn't mishear. They said, did they hear you say you were going to your 50th high school reunion this weekend?
No, my boy Mike Souza. Is turning 50.
Oh, are
he's
you sure?
He's having a. What is it? Luau at Chaplin's. You should come through by 4 or 5.
A luau at Chaplin's?
Yeah. Don't hate.
What does that mean?
Like it's a Hawaii theme.
Okay.
Yeah.
But does that
shirt out the cleaners.
It really means just wear a Hawaiian shirt. Right?
hey.
I mean, are you going to roast a pig?
Big Dex will be there.
Are you going to roast a pig?
I don't know. Oink, oink.
That's
I don't
what
like
they
pig.
Do at yeah. luau's.
I went to Hawaii and that was the worst part. Paid a lot of chicken. And I was like, where's the lot of money? And they were like, that's your dinner. Like, I ain't eating that.
Are you going to have men and women twirling batons with fire on each end?
They didn't call me to set it up. They just invited me. But earlier in the day, I'll be in Santana Row having a high school reunion a little bit. The fellas.
I'll tell you what. Santana Row right now better expect a bigger crowd with you down there.
Now, financially, just watch it. Who needs a drink? It did come Monday. I've been robbed. What happened? That's all I got to figure out, Stoney.
Seriously, have you ever been out to Santana Row?
Man, a billion times.
Okay, I have. I've only been there once.
Great food.
I just drove through it.
Nice Indian cuisine. I forget the name of the restaurant, of course. Stoney, just great food.
The only thing I've heard is that, well, Santana Row's a lot of...
It's upscale.
It is upscale.
Yeah.
It is upscale. Bring your wallet.
Yeah.
Bring your wallet.
I want to tell you guys, you've done a great job this week.
That means a lot.
No, but I also want to say, you were saying that everybody's in a great mood, and
seriously,
kind of a common theme here.
What's that?
Goo isn't here in the midday.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm just being honest. Like I'm not that guy that walks in there like, oh, God. I know a few of them. Although, I'm not one of them.
The other day.
What was
that? Yeah, you come in kind of snarky sometimes.
Yeah.
That's an act to show you guys could you handle that goo.
So is my
whole
life.
You guys didn't.
My whole life is an act.
Today was an act. The whole deserving thing.
I know. Stop thinking you do. What are we out of here? Can we break it any time or is there a hard out?
See, you're running out of time.
No, I'm running out of material. All right. Hey, listen, seriously, thanks to Jack's Restaurant and Bar. We had a great time this week switching up time slots. Guru and I will be back to 10 to 12 next week. Willard and Dibbs, 6 to 10. No, wrong. Bonte and Shasky, you know what our schedule is on 95.7, The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile.
you can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.